This is an incredibly boring Sennheiser E835 demonstration thingy, which is not going to be terribly exciting, interesting, or any of that stuff, because I don't have to make it terribly exciting or interesting, I just have to talk into a microphone, so that's what I'm doing. This microphone is currently going through the following stuff. The mic is plugged into a Cloudlifter CL1, which gives the mic about 20 dB of boost before it hits the preamp without really adding any noise. The output of the CL1 is going into my tube preamp, which is an ARTP S2. The output of that is going into my board, Presonus Studio Live 1642. So, yeah, just a couple of components that may or may not be coloring the sound. This is the default state of the microphone. Usually when I use this mic, or, well, to be honest, most microphones, including most condenser mics, I do a few things to it, such as this, that, and this. And also that, but I'm not sure if that's quite as dramatic. So what I just did was I cut the highs a little bit, I cut the mids slightly, and the upper mids, and also the lows a little bit too, and applied a harmonic exciter. And this is generally how I would use this mic. I do something similar to the Rode NT1A. I either use a de-esser, or I cut the upper mids, depending on what I'm using. Most of the time it's a de-esser, because my voice just likes to... Yeah, say whatever you want about me there. But it does tend to, with either condensers or dynamics, it does tend to do that quite a lot. So de-essers are great. And a little bit better than a regular EQ because it's sort of like a very narrow band compressor. So it only gets squished when it needs to be squished. Anyway, let's reverse all that stuff I just did. So let's take the roll-off away on the low end. Put the mids back, and the highs. Cut the exciter slightly. Actually, now that I think about it, there are usually some more mids. So actually, I've just included a little more mid-range. Hello, welcome to a little more mid-range. And welcome to the harmonic exciter, which is back. You can press the solo button on the harmonic exciter and actually get exactly what is being excited without the other half of the signal. So that's pretty exciting, too. Literally exciting. See? Huh? See what I did there? Okay, so enough of that. Let's turn this off. Turn that off. This off. And that off. Bring it back to its natural state. With a lot of microphones, I tend to roll the mids off like that with my voice. I don't do that with everyone's voice, but I do it with mine, particularly because I like it better that way. So that's that. Have a nice day. Now, just for a bit of comparison, I'm now using the Rode NT1A, a completely different type of microphone. Should not be compared at all to the one I just used. Because it is a condenser. The other one is a dynamic, you see? You can't have both at the same time, you see? It just won't work. So, yeah, it's a fuller sound, but you would expect it to be. It goes from 20 to 20, which is something you don't want in a handheld mic. That's, really actually a pretty dumb idea. But, let's do the same thing with this. Cut those out. Sort of... Yeah, there we go. So that's usually where I cut it on this mic a little bit, as well, if I'm not using a de-esser. So, hi. Welcome to my sound on the Rode NT1A with slightly less mids on it. And I've found that when doing voiceover stuff especially, that tends to help, because otherwise you're like all, eh, and you're like, I am the mix. And I don't want to be the mix. I want to be in the mix. I want to sit in it properly, but I don't want to be the entire mix, because being the mix is bad. You know what I mean? So, I like this microphone for what it is, but I don't use it all the time. And now for even more comparison, the Rode NT1A with a de-esser on it. Which is generally, when I'm doing voiceover stuff, how I like to run it. So, I send the unprocessed flat version into my DAW, and then it processes it with various things, usually compressors, gates, and stuff like that. Right now, it just has a de-esser on it. And it's a good thing it has a de-esser on it, because my would be a lot more annoying if they didn't, because I seem to have very loud S's, and they annoy me a lot. So that's that, I suppose. Now I'm back on the Sennheiser again after playing around with things a little bit, and I'm doing something that I would never, ever do normally. And that is, I have cranked up the exciter's bottom end. That's right, I excited the bottom, and a lot. I mean, like, almost all the way, but not quite all the way on the Sennheiser. because I was listening to the Rode NT1A recording, and of course it has a lot more bottom end than the Sennheiser does. It better. It's a solid-state condenser, it doesn't have to move as much, and of course it's rated down to 20 Hz, whereas this thing is rated down to, I think, 40. Even though my voice right now is not getting any lower than, say, 65. No, it's not even getting that far. Probably 73. I'll say something around 73 is about as low as it's getting right now. I mean, you know, it's all about proximity and everything, but anyway, as I said, I've EQ'd the hell out of this thing and I've excited the bottom. It's two clicks down from the top. Let's just crank it. There we go. Now it's all the way up. This is my excited bottom. I'll turn it back down to three clicks from the top. And turn it back up one click. I'm not really sure why I'm doing this. But yeah, I was listening to the NT1A recording, and obviously it has more bottom end. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if this can be matched. Or not matched exactly, but, you know, it's very obvious that this is fake. This is very processed sounding. But at the same time, it can be done, sort of. Now, if you do that with a condenser, well, you wouldn't want to do that with a condenser. It's not good, because all that stuff's already there. So, meh. And that's that.